Good day, and thank you for returning to the Founder BB Show. I'm your host, Founder BB. Okay, we've talked about a matrix of subjects today. We've talked about some DIY and different things, but let's get serious. We're going to talk about Texans not getting a flu shot during COVID-19, and this could make things work. I've got Dr. Roel Gupta. He's the medical director of the nonprofit March of Dimes. During the months of October and November, he wants you to heed this message. Dr. Gupta, welcome to the Founder BB Show.
Thank you for having me, Founder. Appreciate it.
Okay. Am I on the right track about the Texans not doing what we're supposed to do?
Well, you are stating the truth, which is that Texans have one of the lowest rates of flu vaccine in the nation. 6 out of 10 Texans usually don't get the vaccine. And, you know, under normal circumstances, but these are not normal circumstances by any means. So we got to be careful this time around.
Okay, let's talk about influenza and COVID-19. We're at a big convergence here, they tell us. The fall time of year is where we have both going on. Tell me just a little bit, what is influenza? And tell me, what is COVID-19? Maybe people don't know.
Sure. Thank you for asking that very important question, Valder. Influenza is something that happens, you know, caused by a virus and a set of viruses. There's a number of viruses and one could float predominantly compared to the other each season. Your flu vaccine has all four components of those viruses in there and it causes really sickness. It kills tens of thousands of Americans each year, year after year. Hospitalizes hundreds of thousands of Americans and causes illness in millions of Americans. That's steady each year. Now, coronavirus is a different type of virus than the flu, but it's still a virus, and it is obviously causing a havoc across the globe. We have, unfortunately, the disproportionate amount of cases, 7 million plus, as well as deaths, over 210,000. And Texans are suffering the brunt of it. Texans have almost 1 million cases of those. And clearly, you know, some of the deaths are happening. Harris County is the biggest, but Dallas County is right next to it in terms of cases. So it's important that these two, it's very difficult to differentiate clinically between the two diseases. Other than having a test, they can present somewhat similarly. But we know how to protect ourselves against both of these diseases, and we can prevent them and we can defeat them.
Okay. Usually people that are have underlying conditions like heart disease and diabetes and asthma, are they more at risk with any of those either of those diseases?
They are at risk for both of these diseases, and that's what makes this important. So those people, as you mentioned, Valder, those people who have heart disease, obesity, diabetes, or maybe over the age of 65, you know, once they get the disease as opposed to children, they're much more likely to end up in hospital and die. Now, we have a flu vaccine for one that has been tested over the years, year after year, and has been proven to be safe and effective. And then we're going to wait on the COVID vaccine, but you don't have to wait on the flu vaccine. You can go ahead and get that now and add that to your social distancing, face covering wearing and hand washing, and you're going to be able to protect yourself, your family, as well as your community.
Okay, we're talking about the protections of COVID, but what do people need to do in their everyday lifestyle that we haven't been doing, such as exercising, eating right? What do we need to do?
That's another good question. If you're exercising, you're doing the right things by eating right, sleeping well, making sure that you're maintaining all those precautions, just exercising a healthy lifestyle, that allows you to have the most robust immune system in your own body and be able to have protections that come naturally against the virus. Now, you add to it some of the aspects that we're talking about, along with social distancing, washing your hands, taking precautions, then you're going to protect yourself against both of these, what we're calling, you know, public health crises that are coming in front. So it's like, we have one that's here, the other one is approaching, and you've got to stay healthy, you got to take care of yourself. And then on top of that, when the experts, you know, come out and they're sort of advising you, I think it's very important to look at the science, look at what works, what doesn't work, and go ahead and follow what works to protect yourself.
Dr. Gupta, for over 80 years, the March of Dimes has helped babies survive, and that's what we know them. But now they're taking on this great challenge. What is this telling us about our society?
You know, Val, this goes back to 1954 when we had a very similar type of a disease that was killing Americans and more importantly, putting them and making them disabled. It was polio. And a lot of us aren't around to see that. Some of us are. And they understand the importance of having a countermeasure that is safe, effective, and can be given to people. Folks lined up in queues to get the vaccine at the time, and we were able to, in this country, defeat the scourge before just about anywhere in the world. We were leaders, and I think March of Dimes is trying to make sure, talk to folks and say, listen, we can be leaders again. We know how to lead the world, and this is an opportunity for us now to, you know, pick up and start, and we have a stark contrast in front of us. One, we can actually start to prevent the flu season. You know, every death that happens in flu is preventable. It's a matter of having the ability and the will to fight this and win. And that's important to do that. And, you know, that's what we're talking about. The flu vaccine is one of the most effective aspects that you have in your armamentarium in order to go fight and prevent yourself, especially with the holidays coming. You know, we're going to make sure that families get a chance to not be sick, but actually be able to enjoy in a limited manner that we're going to see anyway happen with COVID.
Dr. Gupta, this is such sound, authentic advice. I want to thank you so much. Where can my audience go online? Because they need to respond to your voice.
Absolutely. So marchofdimes.org is where you can go and connect with us. And remember, for the vaccine, you can go to your nearest clinic. You can go to your nearest health department, as well as your pharmacy. And there's so many other avenues you can go to get the vaccine. We appreciate you talking about this, Valder, so much.
I thank you so much for taking the time, and I want my audience to know you've gotten authentic advice. Dr. Gupta is the chief medical and health officer at the March of Dimes. It doesn't get any better than this, people. Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta.
Thank you, Valder.